Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Everybody, please, I'm so proud and honored to welcome to the show Peter John Marie, fashion designer. How are you, sir?
Hello, hello. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I'm so proud of you and the leaps that you've taken based upon faith. I just love it. Okay. I love your line, but what I really want to do is just talk a little bit, if you don't mind, a minute about your journey, because where you currently are, I was shocked that you are here and doing fashion design in this location, and I'll tell you why later, but I'm just proud of this journey. Okay, so, sir, if you don't mind for a little bit, can you please just tell us, where are you from?
I'm from the city of Naples, Florida.
That's where you were born and raised?
I was actually born in Pompano Beach, Florida, but raised in Naples, Florida.
Wow, that is great. All right, so you went to college. Where'd you go?
I attended Miami International University of Art and Design.
Okay, and what was your major?
Fashion design.
All right. So you get out of college, and what happens?
So I graduated last spring. I got a regular, every other college student, get a regular job that's related to their field or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to find a job at Saks Fifth Avenue, worked there for about 3 months, and I stayed there until I had enough because I wasn't able to express my creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And when it came to the point where it was just a day, I was in the middle of my shift, and I decided that, I wasn't happy. I accepted it the truth, and I had to be real with myself, and, I went to the manager, told him that I wasn't happy being there, and I was going to go ahead and continue with my journey and start my brand.
Wow.
And then that's when he had exchanged those words. You are not a fashion designer, nor will you ever be one. And in order for you to be a designer, you need to be selling your clothes within our store.
Within his store, within their store, within Saks.
Correct, correct.
Okay, all right. So that, to me, in my mind, and sounds like you with your personality, that to me, it sounds like a challenge. It was like, that's a challenge now, right? So tell me what you did from there.
Well, I was going to go ahead and pursue regardless of whether he had exchanged those words or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I'm passionate about, and I've been chasing this dream since I was 16. I actually started off as a model. I used to model for Gap, and from there, I decided that I wanted to start my own label. And anyways, after the whole incident at Saks Fifth Avenue, a month later, I had, released my tie collection, my first tie collection, made the whole announcement on social media, and it was just crazy. People were just making purchases off of Facebook, Instagram, and from there, I've just been, getting different type of interviews and press, and around here in Naples, they gave me a little nickname called Millennium Mogul.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, they had gave it to me after my first newspaper article. They had titled it Millennium Mogul in the Making. And from there, I've just been, continuing. And that was last year, October of 2018.
Last year, October. Okay. So you've been at it for a year. So everyone out there listening, if you want a little further insight into the young man that we're talking to, his name, his website is Peter Jean Marie Peter, JEANMARIE.store. You can see his fantastic website. I'm loving this. Do you go by Peter?
Yes, I go by Peter, and pardon me, it's pronounced Peter Jean-Marie.
Jean-Marie. Kind of thought that, but I didn't want to be presumptuous. Okay, Peter Jean-Marie, and you go by Peter. Cool. All right, so I'm looking at your site here, and you have some beautiful ties. And so it's a funny, it's always a little joke around Christmas time that people don't want to get ties, right? But these ties are so beautiful that if you're going to give a tie. Now, so let me tell you this, Peter. I was thinking about you coming in because I thought about ties. And I have, you know, a nice handful of men in my life, and they wear ties. And but my daughter, she worked at one point, not right now, but at a Buckhead restaurant, and she's a girl, and she had to wear ties, right? And these ties are beautiful.
Thank you.
I mean, you could, a girl, if you have to wear a tie in any capacity at work or whatever, these ties will certainly appeal to you because they're gorgeous. And then you have all different colors. Where do you make them?
Well, I actually, while in design school, I had learned how to do computerized textile design where I was able to create my own prints. So my very first collection, I started off making my own prints. Mm-hmm. And I got them screen printed. And the wooden bow ties, they are manufactured in Italy. And my neckties are manufactured in China. And that's where they do most of my screen printing as far as my designs and whatnot.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Peter, if you don't mind holding through the break, we're going to come back to you, talk a little bit more about your site, your ties and how affordable they are. But also when we come in and we're going to play the news clip in reference to your business, and then we're going to come back and talk with you a little bit more. All right.
All right.
Thank
good.
You. Thank you. Hold on. All right. 404-892-2703. Really, if you have any questions or comments as for Peter Jean-Marie, you can certainly call in and ask. He's a young entrepreneur. He took a passion and he's built a business. You know, there's a saying, leap and the bridge will appear. Something like that. I got to look that up. But I think that's it because I've taken some leaps and I've kind of followed that. But so did this young man. And I think he's going to blow up. But you know what? We can help him do that. 404-892-2703. Mary Gill with Peter Jean-Marie, 23-year-old fashion designer, back in a minute.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We're back, everyone. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Mary Gill with Peter Jean-Marie. And so I'm looking at your ties here. And now I want to wear a tie. I'm so serious because they're beautiful. You might just start all of us women wearing ties. Pardon me?
I'll give you a fun fact. My number one customers are women.
Really? Yes. I could see that because they're beautiful. So, you know, I have two son-in-laws that wear ties. All right? And I have a grandson now. And my one son-in-law with the grandson, they love bow ties. So I'm loving these bow ties that you have here. And they're very, they're like you, take challenges with reference to fashion, and they step outside the box. I can't wait for you to see some of these, Sean. They're really beautiful and amazing. But what I do love about you, though, Peter, is that you do also recognize and provide choices for the more conservative. I'm looking at some of these. Yeah, so you see them? Look at that. Oh, hold on a minute. I'm going to show you some of my favorites. So I love the pink one. And then look, see, there's a conservative one. My son-in-law, that's very conservative. Well, look at this one. I wear that, right? I'd wear that flower one. I love flowers, Peter. But here's my favorite, this pink one, the second pink one when you pull up his page. And I love the blue one, too, the first one. But anyway, so your prices. How did you come up with these prices? Because they're very affordable. They're even competitive with the ones that we find in the stores.
Well, though I'm literally the newest and one of the youngest brand to ever start, I find value and I take pride in my work, and like I'm not just going to go ahead and sell it at any type of price. Like, you know, this is not an H&M type of brand. Mm-hmm. This is a brand that I plan on making very, very major, a major deal. And as far as my prices, I try to make them not too expensive and not too cheap. So I look forward to winning both the high class mm-hmm. and middle class shoppers. And my bow ties and neckties, they start at 25. Very few of them do, but the main prices are 30. They start at $30.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, I tell you what, I'm getting ready to get in here because I had read recently that, especially this year more than anything, that a lot of the stores did not have the rush of the Black Friday shoppers that they anticipated, and the majority of the sales were online. So we can actually go to your site and buy these online?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So I know already there's three of them I'm going to buy because this is very affordable. It certainly beats me running out to like Macy's or TJ Maxx or whatever, trying to find something for the men in my life if you're buying during this holiday season. But you know what else I get to do? I get to say, I'm wearing a Peter Jean-Marie. Right?
I mean, it sounds better.
It does. It's
Peter
beautiful.
Jean-Marie.
It's exactly right. This is a Peter Jean-Marie, right? That's what you want to say, right, Sean? This is our goal this year, is for everybody to say, we're wearing Peter Jean-Marie. There you go. Wherever you go. But they're beautiful. I have to give you that. So you currently have a kiosk.
Correct.
All right. And your kiosk can be found where?
It can be found at the Colson Center Mall of Naples, Florida.
Mm-hmm. So Naples, to me, so I went there 2 years ago. 2 years ago this upcoming February, for the first time ever, I stayed at the Grand Naples Resort. And it was a little bit of a challenge for me, Peter, I have to tell you, because I kind of got a feeling that a lot of people actually didn't get the feeling. We were sitting outside eating lunch, and an old lady and her husband were walking towards the eatery. And the old lady actually said in front of my granddaughter, I can't believe they're here. I can't believe that they're sitting out here. They're everywhere. Talking about us. And there's like obvious racism there.
Yes. And as far as that, the way we deal with that around here, we do not make a scene. We just keep on keeping on.
You ignore it. Right. You ignore it. That's their problem, not ours.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, you know, as a young Haitian American, and I see my brand, I represent both the African American and Haitian American mm-hmm. culture. But my thing is, regardless of the fact that we live in such an unfair world, we do not, you know, respond to negative things that are thrown at us. We just keep on keeping on, and we just make the best out of every situation.
Yeah, exactly. Is this a question for Peter that we have on hold? Okay, yeah, well, let's go ahead and take it. We have a caller for you, Peter.
All righty.
Hold on. This is Sharon. Sharon, how are you? Oops, did I click it properly? Oh, I have to use the manual. All right.
Okay. Sharon, hi, guys. Hey. What a name. I love it.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Peter, I just wanted to let you know that I did go ahead and subscribe to your website for the email updates. And I would like to have that suit that the model's wearing for your women's clothing line.
What? Okay. I need to get in that.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
So
you see it, Mary?
No, I haven't. No, I can't. I haven't been able. I have a really slow computer here in the studio.
I think it's on the homepage.
Okay. I'm looking. I'm sorry. Nice. So I don't see any women's. Wait a minute. Hold on. Yes, I do.
Yes. It's nice, isn't it?
This is really gorgeous.
Color. Oh, gorgeous.
I love that. Nice job. All right, beautiful. Yes, we want that. We want that.
Yeah, and Mary and I would like to model some of your clothing, so keep us in mind.
I mean, definitely. I'm open to all type of models, all sizes, shapes, forms, all races. And as far as the suit that you are looking at, so the women's line, I actually look forward to introducing it in 2020. You are looking at a one-of-one suit that I handmade personally myself.
Wow.
But stay tuned. There's plenty more from where that comes from, and I thank you for your compliment.
Yeah, thanks. I like that color. That's what drew my attention to it.
I do, too. That's really beautiful.
And Mary, don't you worry about Naples. She was probably a Neil Bort follower because that's where he lives.
Oh, yeah, I'm not worried about it.
Don't worry about it.
That's their problem. Not mine. Thank you, Sharon. You have a good day. Peter John Marie, 23-year-old fashion designer in Naples, has his own line. Gorgeous. Please go to peterjeanmarie.store and buy today. Thank you, Peter. Thank you so much.
Thank you.